Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Ready when you are.
Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about trailer rental safety features.
Right on.
We've got some great source material here focusing on like the really essential stuff you got to know before you hitch up and go.
Yeah, super important stuff.
For sure. So I guess, first off, have you ever rented a trailer before? Like, what's your experience with this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've rented a few different types over the years for, moving stuff, hauling things around.
Right. I've done it a couple times myself. But, I gotta say, each time it feels like there's something new to learn.
Absolutely. And that's a good thing, right? Because even if you've rented a trailer before, each one's going to be a little different features, different quirks,
Yeah, for sure. Like, I remember this one time I was renting a trailer to help a friend move, and I got to the lot, and I sort of had this moment of panic. Like, wait a minute, how do these brakes even work?
Oh, yeah, the brakes. That's a big one. Definitely not something you want to be figuring out on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk brakes. Like, what are the different types of trailer brakes and what's important to know about them?
Well, you've got two main types you'll encounter: electric brakes and surge brakes.
Okay. So, electric brakes, are those like, I don't know, just like regular car brakes, but on a trailer?
Kind of, but they're controlled electronically through a controller that you install in your tow vehicle.
Gotcha. So you have to actually hook something up in your car.
Yeah, exactly. And the cool thing about electric brakes is you can adjust the braking force based on how much weight you're carrying, how heavy your load is.
Oh, that makes sense,
So it
huh?
makes for a smoother, more controlled start.
So it's not just like one size fits all braking.
Nope, not at all. And then you've got surge brakes, which are a little different. They're more self-sufficient, I guess you could say. They activate automatically when you slow down because of the momentum of the trailer pushing against the hitch.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, the trailer's own movement is what triggers the brakes.
Exactly. It's a pretty clever system, actually, all mechanical, but it definitely takes a bit of getting used to, especially when you're reversing.
Oh, I bet. I can imagine that could be tricky.
Yeah, there's definitely a knack to it.
Okay, so we've covered brakes, which are obviously super important.
Huge.
What about lights? Like, I feel like that's another one of those things that seems obvious, but there's probably more to it than meets the eye, right?
Oh, absolutely. Lights are crucial, not just for you to see where you're going, but also for other drivers to see you, especially at night or in bad weather.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
So, what should we be checking when it comes to the lights?
Before you even think about leaving the rental lot, do a walk around and check every single light. Brake lights, turn signals, taillights, everything. Make sure they're all working properly.
Got it. Okay, so full light inspection before you hit the road. That makes sense. And what about those chains that connect the trailer to the hitch? I've always wondered about those. Are they really strong enough to like make a difference if something goes wrong?
Oh, yeah. Those are called safety chains, and they are absolutely vital. They're your backup if the coupler fails. The coupler is that part that connects to your hitch ball.
Right.
So if that somehow detaches, those chains are going to prevent the trailer from, swinging wildly out of control or completely separating from your vehicle.
Whoa. Okay, so they're like a last line of defense.
Exactly. They're not really meant to tow the trailer, but they'll buy you some precious time and potentially prevent a really bad accident.
So it's like layers of safety, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. And speaking of layers, let's talk about tires and wheels.
Oh yeah, tires.
You might be surprised to learn that, neglecting your tires is one of the most common causes of trailer accidents.
Really? I guess it makes sense though. They're kind of the foundation of the whole thing, right?
Exactly. It's like building a house on a shaky foundation. It's just not going to end well.
Okay, so what should we be looking for when we inspect the tires? I'll be honest, I usually just give them a quick glance over. Is that enough?
Well, a lot of people do that, but honestly, taking a few extra minutes to really check your tires can make a huge difference.
Okay, good to know.
First off, make sure they're properly inflated. Underinflated tires create more friction with the road, which leads to heat buildup and could even cause a blowout.
Yikes. I definitely don't want that happening.
Plus, it affects the trailer's stability and can cause it to sway, especially at higher speeds.
Oh, right. I've seen that happen on the highway before. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it can be really dangerous. It's like imagine you're trying to balance on a wobbly stool. That's kind of what it's like trying to control a trailer with bad tires.
Okay, I can picture that. So proper inflation is key. What else should we be looking at?
Right. So also, make sure to check for any signs of damage on the tires, like cracks, bulges, or excessive wear on the tread.
Oh, okay. So like actually looking at the tread itself.
Yeah, if you see any of those things, it's a red flag.
Yes.
And don't forget to check the lug nuts on the wheels too. Make sure they're nice and tight.
Oh, right, the lug nuts.
Yeah, because a loose lug nut could lead to a wheel coming off entirely, which is, obviously a disaster.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so tires, chains, lights, brakes. It's amazing how many things we just kind of take for granted when it comes to trailers.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
So, apart from all that, what else should we be paying attention to when we're giving the trailer a once-over?
It's really all about looking for anything out of the ordinary,
Here.
Inspect the frame for rust or cracks, especially around the hitch and suspension components,
All right.
and check the floor and walls for any signs of damage or weakness. Remember, this trailer has probably been used by other people, so you got to make sure it's in good shape before you hitch it up.
Right. It's like a little inspection before you take it out.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, this has been really insightful. I feel like even for someone who, thought they knew a thing or two about trailers, there's always something new to learn, especially when it comes to safety.
I totally agree. And I think it's great that we're having this conversation, really highlighting these safety features because it's crucial for anyone renting a trailer, no matter how much experience they have.
Yeah, totally. It's better to be safe than sorry, right?
Absolutely. So I'll leave you with this thought. If you were going to pick up a trailer right now, which safety feature would you prioritize checking first and why? Think about it. It's a good exercise to make sure you're really putting safety first when you hit the road.
Great question. Definitely something to think about. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you.